Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. To get this, go to manscaped.com and use promo code Bubba, that's B-U-B-B-A, for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, their Shed Travel Bag and the anti-chafing boxer brief, to keep your boys stored comfortably. And to complete the perfect package for your package, our liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You gotta have both of those. Start your day off with a deodorant for your boys, then stay cool all day with toner to keep them feeling the best all day and night. These formulations will have your ball smelling like a king on your big day. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day. Hi, Lummy. Hi, Lummy.
Hi, Papa.
Thank you for doing that for me today, not talking about the oral you gave me between shows.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to talk about that.
No, but I actually, this is the way I like doing things now. Big Red is obviously the, building super, the building super.
Yeah.
And, he's the one to get stuff done around here. Too bad he's on, he's in Breckenridge,
Colorado,
slish-loshing on the slopes.
Yeah.
Because I got a full-blown water leak here. Creatine Travis says he might be able to make it over. But we're, pumping 25,000 extra gallons a month.
Is that how much it really is?
Yes.
Oh. So that's, almost 1,000 gallons a day.
Well, no, but it's actually usually our bill is 4, and now it's 30. So I think that's thousands of gallons. Usually we're 4 or 5,000 gallons.
Yeah, that's 900 gallons a day.
Yeah. So the bill came in yesterday, Blitz, and it was 27. Usually it's 4. And then remember, we thought that, and then it went to 9, and then it went to, and then December was, I'm sorry, November was 9. I'm like, Then December was 15, and we thought it was Lummy leaving the goat demigod.
Oh, so it's been high for a few months now.
No, but hold on, I'm going to give you the progression, okay?
Okay.
So November was 9. Usually we're 4 or 5. You have a little 4 or 5. It shows you each month.
Okay.
And usually we're 4. Sometimes we've been 3, when we took some time off. But mostly we're 4. Sometimes we'd hit 5,000 gallons, but never more than 5 ever. Since the day I own the building. I bought the building in 11, and I've been here ever since. Whether I own it, I rent it, it doesn't matter. I'm here. I pay the water bill. And so November it was 9, and we blamed it on Lummy leaving the water on. Then December, it was 15. And we're like, oh, my God, there's a leak in the shower. And then January just came in yesterday, and it was 25. So it went 9, 15, 25. It went 4, 9. It went 4, and it's always 4. I bet you the last.
Now, could that be the reading on the meter of how many gallons it says or something? Or is that how much is used?
I get that's the meter. That's the how much is used and how much the meter indicated was used. And so, do you think it could be a meter issue? The meter's broken? We called the city.
Okay.
And they're coming to look at the meter.
Okay.
But they said they have not had any reported, you know, and nobody in this area has reported having any water issues. So chances are it's on our end.
Okay.
What I'm thinking is maybe from the meter to the building, that line, because I can't find anything in the building. I can't find anything. I cannot find, Blitz, where there be 1,000 gallons of water a day or 900.
Yeah, I was just looking up leaking, like how much water would a leaking toilet use, and it says like if a toilet is like nonstop leaking, it can use up to 300 gallons.
A month.
No, it's a day, but that's like if it's like constantly going. They said most of the time it's like 60 to maybe 100, so yeah. It wouldn't even be that.
Right, it had to be 3 leaking toilets.
Right.
So, Lummy's looking, I'm looking, but now what if, Blitz, it's the service from the meter to the building? Is that the water company's problem?
No.
Or my problem?
As soon as it hits the meter, after the meter, it's all you.
And that would require what? Tearing all that up? For real?
If that's the issue. But I mean, if it's that, dude, I don't know. If it's that much water, man, you would assume.
You would assume that area would be getting just saturated, yeah, and it would cave in.
You would think so.
Maybe we're fixing to have this building go into a sinkhole.
Yeah, if you guys figure out where it's at, let me know. I'm gonna park the BMW over it.
I'm parking the cream machine on
it. hey, why does Bubba have all his stuff in one spot in the parking lot?
I don't know.
Lot?
Everything. Everything is there. Race rig.
Computers.
And everything. He's got everything. If it's heavy, it's out there. I do have really good insurance on the building. I really do.
Yeah.
Let me see those chairs I put over there by Riserland.
Yes.
I like to have those removed if you could. Yeah, like to
put
the,
them where the sinkhole's at.
No, but like.
I gotcha.
You know, just put them in the bullpen nicely. I like. Yep. Now that everything's clean around here, I like, except for Blitz's area, I like keeping everything clean. I like just really having a clean look. Let me, anyway, I like what we just did during the break, and that was not, you know, fondling each other, but I walked you through the Hall of Fame shelving project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I walked you through it. I think you know. In fact, I think you videotaped it.
I videotaped
it. Yeah. And then we can get that to Big Red.
Yeah.
Because the middle section is going to be the in memorandum part. Is that how it goes, Anna?
In memoriam?
In memoriam. And then I'm putting two other shelves. I'm putting next year's shelves up already because I need a spot for Unsavory. And does Unsavory still want to be part of it?
I don't think he did from the beginning, but yes.
Analyze what you just said, you fucker. You fucker. You're a real fucker.
It's the truth, actually.
But you're a fucker at it.
Oh.
You're a fucker. Anna, what is he?
A fucker.
He's a fucker. If Unsavory didn't want to be part of it to begin with, then why did you fucking approve him to be on it?
Oh, you'd locked in the list.
No, I didn't. The list was up for discussion at all times, and you know that, asshole. If he didn't want to be you just need to shoot me straight here. Quit fucking ribbing me.
I mean, I think there was a few of the guys that they liked the idea, but they didn't care if they were or not. I think he was one of those.
Look, take a step back and just listen to what the fuck you're saying. For real.
Okay.
Take a step back and listen to what the fuck you're saying about our Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's not always Johnny fucking have to strip it on down, get into everybody's fucking inner psyche. Sometimes it's about, you know, kind of doing what's best for business and for, you know, our reputation and stuff. So does Unsavory want to be displayed on the Hall of Fame or not?
I'm sure he does.
Big Buck, 1,000 stars, R.I.P. David Hernandez. Twinkle, twinkle,
twinkle. And I guarantee you that everybody's up there is proud to be up there and wants to be up there. And now, Blitz, you're trying to throw in like, well, no, not everybody really wants to be up there. Like, that's kind of bullshit, buddy. Like, I mean, seriously. Makes me feel bad. It makes me look like a joke. It makes our whole thing look like a joke. Why would you do that to me? Don't go dry up on me now.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
All right. I mean,
it's not. Okay.
No, go ahead.
I mean, it's not like secret stuff they were all saying in the chat.
But they're on it.
Right.
Whatever. Whatever. You're the one that has fucking chat cancer.
Oh.
You're the one that has to, I mean, like, some, like, you don't have to say, like, never mind. Let me, can you move those chairs? Can you move those
chairs? Yes, I will get them out and put them in the bullpen neatly.
Yeah.
You know, there are people in chat said one way is to turn the main valve off to the building and see if the meter's still running, and that will kind of narrow it down there.
Or if the meter itself is, like, broken, it'll just read wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I hope, because if not, it's going to be a fucking shitstorm. Especially if the break is between the meter and the building.
Do you know where the water comes into the building itself?
No.
It's right by the door.
Right by the door.
Right by the side door right here where we come in.
I think.
Is there a valve right there?
I'm not 100% sure. I know we looked for it when we were messing with the clubhouse. But.
Well.
Because if we could turn it off in the building and look at the meter and see if it's still running. Or, I mean, that's the other thing we do too is literally make sure nothing is using the water. Go out to the meter and see if the meter is running.
That'll you tell make us. Sure all water's off?
Yes.
Yeah, because if everything's off right now, then we go look at it. And if the meter's
running, then something is definitely leaking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we can turn it off, if there's a lot of times there's like a valve at the building. If there is, then we'll know it's between the meter and the building.
Well, we need to figure it out because I can't. I mean, we're going to go, bro, Bubba, how'd you find to lose it all from having to pay my water bill?
Right.
Yeah, and the fucking water department. I don't want them traipsing around here.
No.
I don't want anybody fucking rolling around my building. It's my fucking building. I got stuff.
Fuck I'm the same way with, like, if I call, like, I mean, I don't have cable, but, like, the cable guy, I'm like, dude, just, like, I usually know the problem anyway. I'm like, just give me, here's what I need. I need a new one of these. I need this, whatever. Just give it to me. You don't have to sit here and do it for an hour. Like, I'm letting you leave. Just I'll let me do it. But
scram. Get out of
my
bar.
Yeah, don't be all my business.
Does everybody have your Anna Hummel banana, peanut butter, banana, bread of loaf of bread?
Yes.
Now, Anna?
Yes.
What did you slather on top of this?
A little bit of peanut butter, which is how I eat it.
Are you sure that's just not trying to mask the assness?
No.
All right. Lemmy, do you have yours?
Yes, sir.
Jesus?
And be honest. I know you will.
Jesus is grabbing his from the kitchen right now. I have mine.
All right. So everybody, if you'd like to bite and eat it, a bite of it, Jesus' slate's on.
Oh, no.
It starts out good.
I'm losing the bananas.
And ends bad.
Okay. Is it a little bit tart?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's a little bit too chewy.
It's too moist?
It needs more banana.
Yeah. I don't really taste the banana.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. Mm. This is good feedback.
Maybe a little more, but it's just missing that.
That kick,
that
right?
Sugar.
It's missing the sugar.
Oh, okay. Now, Daddy wants the sugar.
And the bananas have to be like brown, brown, brown.
Could you
use... Yeah, they weren't brown enough, maybe.
Instead of sugar, could you use like maybe a sweetener?
Yes.
Like a fat-free sweetener?
Yes, I have I bought monk fruit sweetener.
What?
Monk fruit! It's a natural sweetener with zero calories.
What the hell is monk fruit?
Splenda or something.
It's different than Splenda, but it's the same concept.
How about sugar in the raw?
No. No raw sugar.
Ooh.
It's moist though, right? Do you like the? It's too chewy for you. You said.
It starts out good.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
And then it gets increasingly pasty.
Yes.
Paste. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it starts to just like dry in your throat.
Yeah, yes. and then. As it gets increasingly pasty, then there's no kick to it to like get you through the paste.
Yeah, I get you.
If you would come up with some type of sweetener, albeit you know one that you like an organic, you know,
yeah. Jesus is dying over here.
Homogenized.
It's that bad.
Jesus, what are you thinking? Tastes like shit.
It's okay.
No, I'm just not a big fan of bananas. So
yeah, it's true.
Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy, $20.62.
Now, hold on. Did he give it as Caribou?
No, he's Iggy McGillicuddy.
It's Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah, he's on YouTube.
Oh, he didn't get on the day that he had his outburst, he didn't change his YouTube deal. He just changed his
Twitch
deal.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I think there's a fucking ton. It's like this consistency's good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a nice little thing of walnut. I got a walnut. I got a banana sensation. I got a peanut butter sensation. I think that the consistency's moist and it's good.
Okay.
It just gets pasty when there's not a lot of flavor past the banana kicker.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Sugar.
The bread itself is like, it's really moist, but as you chew it, it like dries out your mouth.
Yeah.
Right. And so if you had a sweetener in there, that would kind of distract us through as it starts to sawdust up.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make another one next week. So
now
get excited. A different kind of bread.
No. Okay. No, I like, what kind of bread? Because I don't like every kind of bread. Like,
Do you like lemon flavored things?
Yeah. I like lemon.
Because I'm doing a lemon loaf.
Here's what I don't like. Okay.
I don't like
raisins.
Okay. No raisins.
I don't like, what kind of breads can you make? I don't like gingerbread. I hate gingerbread.
Well, this is literally the only thing she's ever made. So.
Pumpkin spice?
No.
You don't like pumpkin?
No pumpkin spice.
No pumpkin anything?
You know what? I got burned. Larry Plummer says put some honey in it. How about some organic honey?
I could have added maple syrup or honey, but I tried to go just to see what the sweetness of the bananas would do by themselves.
You need something besides the banana.
Okay.
No pumpkin. No raisin.
Okay.
No date.
Oh, man.
Here's what you can
do. That's fine.
You can do this.
You like nuts. I like nuts.
You can do this. You can do the straight banana. The banana with a peanut butter kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon.
Okay. There's cinnamon in there, too.
Okay.
A little bit.
What else? What other options, potentially, a bread could be?
Don't
do date, don't do raisin, don't do gingerbread, or I won't eat it.
I'm going to do some experimental stuff that I'm excited for you to try.
Like vaginal bread?
Not so much that, no. No, but I was thinking about doing like maybe cereal-inspired breads.
Okay.
So like maybe like a vanilla, but I would add like crush up some like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something.
Oh, yeah.
And add that in there.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
No. What? Why are you all of a sudden taking an interest in baking?
I don't know. I thought I was going to want to have kids, but I just want to bake banana bread, I guess.
There is no fucking chance for you in life.
You know, it's like
I thought I wanted kids, but instead I want to bake bread.
No, you think that I get the urge to like want a child, but I just want to start baking breads.
How about fucking?
Dude, you got to fuck to have a kid.
But
you could, you know, that's the happy medium. Okay, kids are fucking and having a kid. Then there's just fucking, and then there's having no life and no fucking and worried about fucking bread.
Yeah, why would she do that when she could make banana bread?
Coconut pound cake, I could go for that.
Okay, you like coconut?
Yeah, no zucchini.
Oh,
what about
man.
Like carrot cake
no,
stuff?
No, fuck, I hate carrot
cake.
I told you, yes.
Because it's a vegetable?
I don't like carrot cake. I don't like motherfucking zucchini bread. I don't like...
Oh,
date
zucchini bread. Awesome.
I don't like pumpkin spice, and I don't like raisins or gingerbread.
Okay.
Can you cook white bread?
I do like, but you know, I do like banana bread though. Like that's my mom makes it the way you're supposed to make it. She makes, you know.
Well, so what other breads do you like?
Dave's Killer Bread, Good Seed.
Okay.
I like the cinnamon swirl bread.
Okay, that's good.
I like white bread. I like the bread that's the worst for you, like the white.
Well, yeah.
Like that white
all bleached out.
White Wonder bread that's like super soft and you can make the fucking most badass bologna sandwich. And the bread's so soft that the bologna kind of infuses into the fucking bread.
Well, right. I'm doing more like sweeter dessert breads.
So how about you take another swing at this one next week?
I was going to try a lemon one, and then I'll circle back to banana.
What's red velvet?
It's just chocolate cake
that has red dye.
Oh,
I like that.
You can go for that.
Okay.
A lot of times, too, but red velvet cake is when you poop, you can see because it's got a lot of red dye in it.
I'm a mass producer of fucking red velvet cake.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm gonna do some experimental stuff.
But you know, if you expect me to eat it, you're gonna. I'm not. You know, I won't eat some of that shit. So if you, I mean, you know, you can get everybody's opinion, but mine. I don't eat. Like, if you would come in here with some zucchini bread, I'd be like, get the fuck.
No, I wouldn't expect you to try it if I knew it was something you didn't like.
But I think this banana
this
bread,
bread's not bad.
Okay. Like, it actually has real potential.
Like, I mean, it's like it's not holy shit. This sucks. It's like, wow. I thought it was going to suck because, you know, I don't know you to be a baker.
I'm not right. one. Well, here's
the question. And this is all from scratch? This ain't like Duncan Hines Willie?
No.
Here's the question. Before this bread, Anna, how many times have you baked bread?
Zero.
And not including yeast infection.
So for a first attempt, it's really good.
From scratch?
Yeah.
It's super good.
Yeah.
And the only reason why it's not just absolutely unbelievable is because you're Johnny Health Fitness.
Yes, you try to make it too healthy.
And you didn't put any type of sweetener or sugar in it. Had you done just a little bit of that, this for your first time, this would be a fucking, you know, Gordon Ramsay fucking seven.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
And he's an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that guy fucking is over.
No, everyone
What
loves
I don't
him.
Understand is how a lot of the top streamers on Twitch, all they do is like watch his shows all day.
Yeah.
On Twitch.
Can't fucking explain it. Think you'd be able to explain why we'd be able to do as well as we do on Twitch? No. Nobody fucking believe you.
Right. No, I know. But these guys have like 40,000 viewers and all they do is watch Gordon Ramsay shows.
Well, I know one thing is car reviews, and you and I are going to start going to Brandon Ford once a month.
Yep.
And reviewing a car and putting it up on our YouTube channel. And Wayne even said, you know, you can get after it a little bit, Bubba, as long as you're safe about it.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Keep it on 200.
Give me a GT350.
Oh.
I don't think Blitz that you can just go buy. I don't think they have like a GT500 like you can just take out. Aren't those super collector? I mean, they're like a, you know, in the Mustang world, you got, you know, the Jobber 6-cylinder, you know, then the EcoBoost.
Yeah, those are all over.
And then you got the 5.0, and then you got the GT350, which is what you usually see rolling around. Like if a guy's got a nice tricked out Mustang, it's usually to the GT350. Very rarely do you see a GT500.
They're not as rare as they used to be. Like dealers will have them.
Okay.
They'll be over sticker, but
but I don't know that Wayne Hammond wants us out boss hogging his. You know, he probably only gets four or five of those a year.
Yeah.
You know, but if he could give us GT350s are pretty snappy.
Yep.
And man, I saw the fucking sexiest, F450.
Oh yeah, F450.
F450.
Oh, the dually.
A 2022 F4. Mark Richards at the track had it pulling his backup car trailer. Like when you're one of these big late model guys, you got a stacker and then you got another 35-foot car hauler. You take two, you bring two trailers to the track.
Sure, why not?
And the truck that was pulling his little trailer was a brand new 2022 F450. Fuck, talk about sexy. My God. Let me show me what's the sticker? On a 2022.
Is this the one right here, the one I sent you?
Let me see here. Yeah, but it was black. It was all, hold on, let me show you.
I used to have a black F450. Had that giant wing on the top.
Damn it.
I think he has.
Remember that thing? It was like 7 feet tall.
Doesn't he have it?
Can't even go under some bridges because the wing would hit the bridge.
Look at that. I got to see the interior. That's what Mark had right there.
That's awesome.
Oh, that is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
God, look at that.
Says its range between 71 to 111,000. It normally its average range is 88,400.
88,400. I lost all my
hell. The top of the line F-150s and stuff now are about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Ty J, who's on my boyfriend list, by the way, a couple of things I must address before we leave today. Tyler, are we working on the race car today?
I mean, I'll unload it and stuff like that, but I got to go drop some aluminum off.
All right, well, we need to unload it and probably get it up on the lift, don't you think?
Yeah.
We can do that. I can. Now, can I power wash it, or is that transmission line still in play?
Well, I mean, I didn't know if you wanted to because this whole water bill deal.
Well, listen, buddy. I mean,
pressure washing doesn't use that much water.
Yeah, probably.
It really doesn't.
No, it really doesn't. All pressure washer does is take the water and make it go through, make it, you know,
yeah,
like have it put a little jet stream on it. I mean, we're going to probably right after the show do some water experiments here,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't, you know, we're not going to, we don't have to conserve water now because we have a leak. Like the little bit of water that we'll use on the pressure washer isn't right. going to, you know, make a difference.
Yeah, I'll stick around and help you out a little bit too.
We need to get that car up on the lift. I need to start doing tires, like, you know, I want to be ahead of it. But, like, you know, that temporary line, that temporary transmission line that you put on, I remember we couldn't power wash it because of that, but can I power wash it now?
Yeah, just don't do the transmission.
Well, will you show me where this thing is I got to stay away from?
Yes.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, are you going to drop the pan and take it in and get it redone?
Maybe after BRP.
You mean the transmission?
Yeah.
Transmission's, we just had it, but it's a year old. Well, and you're supposed to go through them once a year, aren't you, Tyler?
Yeah, at least.
The plug's all stripped out is the issue.
What do you mean?
The drain plug's stripped.
On the transmission?
Yeah.
Why don't we just drop the pan and go get a new pan? How much is a new transmission pan for that cost, Tyler?
Well, a whole new transmission's $2,000, and the rebuild kit's like $1,100.
I know, but what's just a pan?
I don't know.
Well, you better be looking it for.
Yeah, or take the pan off and go get it
repaired.
Yeah. Helicoil or just...
How did the transmission pan get stripped?
Because it was old. We never checked it.
Thanks. My guy, we got all this fucking shade tree shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he still made the A-Main all three nights. There were 61 cars at East Bay. They only took 24 a night. And we're the only guy out there that had a crate motor compared to these full-blown Yippee-Os.
That's awesome.
And my guy, little son of a bitch over there.
Yeah, you little son of a bitch.
John DeLuca, $5 toward the water bill.
And Saturday, thank you. Saturday night, Tyler, you were like up to like, what, seventh?
Eighth or ninth.
Yeah, yeah, top 10.
Son of a bitch.
And had you not wrecked out, some guy fucking put a bumper on you, you might have been top five just because guys were falling out.
Yep.
Biggie, 7375, $25 cash, water bill, Willie.
Yeah. Thank you for the water bill, guys. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we can make sure all waters are turned off, go upstairs, make sure that there's nothing in Clem's clubhouse, the toilet, you know.
Yep.
And
go to the street.
Go out back, make sure there's no water on out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then go out to and make sure there's no water nowhere. All bathrooms, everything, no water nowhere. And be like, okay, is there any water? No water nowhere. And then go out to the, you know, meter. And see if it's in there spinning.
Yep.
That means it's sending water.
Correct.
To the building, but we ain't using it.
And then we'll see if we have an off valve at the building. Sometimes they do, sometimes not. And
well, I know there's one, but it's behind the kitchen. It's a real pain in the ass.
Well, we better fucking get to it now.
Because if we can turn that off and it's running, then the break is between that and the meter.
I don't, you know, we got Anna, and if she has to Munty back there in this little crawl space,
yeah,
she'll do that.
We'll okay, just throw yeah, back there. No
say, Anna, see that little cubby hole down there? Get down there and turn that valve off right now. Do something. Your fucking bread was horrible.
You said it wasn't bad.
Oh, it was good. I'm so sorry. So, a couple things. Blitz, with my podcasting world,
yes.
I was thinking we could do, I was actually up there. And if I envision like a couple couches and that's kind of, in that kind of setting that we do,
mm-hmm.
you can either do it one or two ways. You can have the camera, you know, towards the extension part that we built and have it facing the two dual TVs with the, you know, Bubba Army signal, you know, logo in the middle.
Yes.
You could do it that way. That'd be the backdrop. Or I was thinking as I was up there, the studio lights were down, but the backdrop of the studio.
Yes.
Might be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to think maybe we can, you know, do some podcasts one way and then just literally turn the furniture around and do it the other way. Because I think the backdrop of the studio is kind of cool.
I agree.
So maybe we can do, is going back in his chair. Mac, you're sleeping.
Yeah. You heard that?
Yeah.
It was loud.
But Tyler, like today I got a little bit of time and, you know, I want to work on tires and do some shit. You don't have to.
Okay.
But you got to get help. You got to help me get that car on the lift.
Yeah, well.
Nonetheless.
It's a good thing you weren't talking shit, Tyler. You had your microphone on.
And the oil needs changed too, doesn't it? Even if we don't use that motor, we need to change oil.
I mean, it's only got like, 3-4 nights on it, but we're going to be changing the motor anyways, so.
No. So when you change the motor, you change the oil. That way, when you bring the motherfucking motor back, you ain't got to do that.
I need to get an oil filter for it then.
I actually got, I think my oil filters are coming.
Okay.
They sent it to our house. So that house that we used to live at, 5264 64th Avenue South, they got a big fucking...
They keep sending them there?
Yeah, I'm like, motherfucker, come on, K&N. I know, I'm on Nassau.
Right.
I ain't here. I'm in Tampa in the fucking hood with a broken water deal. So Blitz, yeah, I'm like, motherfucker, come on, K&N. Oh, I know.
Sorry.
I'm on Nassau.
I was like, wow, you just said that.
So Ty J just sent me this video of him kayaking.
Okay.
And I can't think of anything I would rather not do.
Oh. What do you mean? Because we're going kayaking.
Because look how fucking...
But we're all going to go together and then go to brunch after.
Well, we were going to have a barbecue at Ty J's. You can go to brunch.
Yeah. You can bring some of your banana bread.
First of all, how are we going to get on in a fucking kayak?
What do you mean, how are we going to get on in a kayak?
I mean, I don't, how many kayaks do we got? If you count...
Ty J said he has three.
Okay, Ty J's got three. How many do you have?
I have two.
You have two.
Yeah.
So we got five kayaks.
Mm-hmm.
We got me... Ty J, you, Lummy, and I guess we could put Ani in there.
I guess that's five.
And we have a show. Well, you know Dan's going to fucking have to order a carbon.
It'll have a fucking jet engine on the back.
That's what I want. How about while you guys kayak, I jet ski?
There you go.
I'll just idle beside you. So is this...
Oh, yeah, like I would trust that.
Yeah, we all get tipped
over. Is this how fucking hard it is? Watch this. First of all, this is Ty J in his kayak. Blitz, I don't think I can get a copyright because this is, he sent this to me. Like, this is our shit.
Okay.
Right?
No, you should be fine. Yeah.
Okay. So this is Ty J kayaking, and watch him catch this guy. Like, I think that's what it's all about, is how fucking much of a goddamn fucking King Kong he is, and he can catch anybody. Watch this. Is it? And Blitz, this looks really hard.
All the way to the dock.
So they're going to the dock. Now watch Ty J. Blitz, I gotta think.
Now
that
normally you don't paddle like that. Although,
why do I mean you don't paddle like that?
That's pretty quick.
Yeah, you can kind of just cruise.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, he's racing.
I
would be.
Bubba, when I'm in Hurricane Pass, and it's really bad current, and I'm trying to get across. I'm going twice as fast as he is right now.
Well, not for long, but.
And you have to, otherwise I'm paddling twice as fast and going nowhere.
Well, that's how fucking stupid you are.
It's fun.
Because now watch Ty J take this motherfucker on the high side. Look.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice knowing you, buddy. Except when I was right here, I'd slap the guy in the back of the head with my paddle and then keep going. If you know you're faster than him, he can't do anything about it. Like right here, Tyler, Blitz, I'd flip a little water in his face right here.
That's nice.
I'm gonna have me one of those super soaker guns in case you guys start flipping me with water. I can fucking pelt you.
We'll put a little trolling motor on it for you, Bubba.
Look at this motherfucker go. Blitz, could you keep up with him?
For a little while.
Watch this fucking monster. This fucking beast. Look at this.
It's so much fun, man.
It's gotta look like an unbelievable. And I got a lot of drag. So can you imagine how much fucking of a workout and I don't I got T-Rex arms.
Sorry, you can get longer paddles.
I'm completely not made for kayaking. I'm fat with little arms.
You don't see
guys with T-Rex syndrome be good kayakers.
Oh, sure.
You got to be a big, tall, black guy with lots of leverage, real fucking strong. That's kayakers.
What kind of sports are you good at with shorter arms?
I was a hell of a bench presser.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
I was a pretty good long snapper. I was a pretty good nose guard. A decent wrestler.
What about not the bend and snap, the snatch?
No,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, how about some snatch? You interested?
No. What's the one where you put it over your head? That's a snatch?
I don't know. I'm not doing any of that shit. My little arms would fall right the fuck off.
Clean and jerk.
Yeah.
Look at him go.
Getting all wet.
God dang, fucking Ty J. And does he just roll right up on the motherfucking dock?
Yeah.
All
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's so much fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you see his big black penis, you think?
Why not?
Yeah, it's probably hanging out
that's
of his shorts.
That's what he's using as the paddle.
Mm-hmm. The rudder.
Look, I'd be clear back at the other, you know, like 500 yard football fields away from here.
Hi, Jay, help me.
But!
Come back here and tie a rope onto me.
Come on, big dog.
See, that's
finish hard. Finish hard.
This might be, is this Ian Beckle?
You got to dig in, big dog.
Hold on. Ian Beckles is a big guy.
Yeah, he's big.
But he's also a former NFL guy, so he's like 50 times better, like more athletic than me.
There. Yeah, but you a Jim.
That's Ian?
20 feet. Come on.
I need a kayak that's got two. Like, I need a catamaran kayak where I sit in the middle and it's got two buoys on it.
And a little
motor. And a little motor.
A little trolling motor.
And a little motor.
Like a little 10 horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like $150 at Walmart.
For real?
Yeah.
A little trolling motor. A kayak trolling motor?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, then you need a big car battery on it, too.
So I got a bunch of that, too.
That looks like so much fun.
Guess what I got? Guess what I got running this weekend?
What'd you get running this weekend?
My former QYK 2002 E350 free candy rape fan.
Awesome.
7.3 power stroke. You know the 7.3 Ford they used to make?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. And you know what? This little motherfucker right here is a real dick. Todd, are you there?
You didn't hear him, did
yeah.
you?
Yeah, yeah. So, Blitz, you know, when he goes to races all over fucking Florida, he takes my F-150 and he loads his little trailer up.
Okay.
And you know, 70% of the time I go with him. So we take my F-150 or we take the Merch Cricks dually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still putting a bunch of fucking miles on our shit.
It is.
And so I got this 2002 E350 all black mystery machine Scooby-Doo fucking van with a 7.3 diesel in it. Now,
hell yeah.
And I'm like, hey, you know what? I'll just give this to you. I'll get it running. Take it down to Tommy's, my buddy Tommy's. Have him go all through it. Make sure it's good. Or I'll take it to Brandon Ford. Make sure it's fucking good. Put some new tires on it. And that thing, which Blitz, it's a one ton,
mm-hmm.
You can pull your race rig with that. You can put all your tools in the back. You don't have to worry about anything in the back of the tailgate getting wet. None of that shit. Maybe put a bean bag back there if Ace wanted to crash.
Yeah.
He was like, ew. Nah,
really?
I'd just rather drive your truck. What the fuck, buddy?
That thing's kind of job.
It's kind of...
It's kind
it
of
is
job,
not kind of job.
Well, I'm just saying, man. It's fucking job.
What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's job. Job is not fucking racing.
What's wrong with it, Tyler?
That's job.
What can we do to fix it?
When my dad, Doug Clem, gave me a 1972 fucking school bus yellow, you know, passenger van, then that, fuck, I was just happy to have it. I was just happy to drive up and fucking down the fucking goddamn school bus.
My parents gave me the... They never gave me a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, you got your nice little Ford Focus.
Fiesta.
Whatever you got. Yes, that's, you Fiesta. Know, that you need because you're driving up and down chasing her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm giving you a five, you know, and this thing is probably worth 10 grand, at least 8.
Motors were probably 8.
Blitz, it's got 210,000 on a 7.3 power stroke. It's got 200.
Not even broken in yet.
It's got 210,000. No, it's, you know, granted, there's no seats in it. It's just, you know, all cargo in the back. But what the fuck? It's just you and her.
Perfect for an air mattress.
Perfect for an air mattress. Perfect to throw tires back in. Perfect to throw your tools, not to get wet, back in. Your fuel, whole fucking 9 yards.
You get the little sticker on the back of this van's a rockin', don't come a knocking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could put Tyler, you could put Tyler Klim Racing on the side, or 14. Or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I get it running. Me and One-Eyed Billy Blitz, we get it running. I fucking drive. I go and fill down to the gas station, fill it up with brand new fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about, I don't know about the tires are kind of dry rotted, so I'm going to probably fifth wheel it back here.
Okay.
And take it over to Tommy's Towing, or my boy Tommy, and have him go all through it. Make sure it's good. Put some new tires on it. Gift it to Tyler so it's in his name.
Mm-hmm.
Plate it, and then say, Tyler, this thing's as powerful as the F-350 dually. It's got a more powerful motor.
Sure.
And you'll pull that fucking race. You'll pull your race car up and down anywhere from New Hendry to fucking Alltech to Volusia, wherever you want to go.
What's your problem with it, Tyler? You haven't said.
He says it's fucking job.
I know. What does that mean, though? What's wrong with it?
It's old, and it looks like a rape van.
It's black, though, right?
So what's the problem? I don't understand.
I would just rather use one of the trucks we have.
Yeah, my $40,000 truck or her fucking $40,000 truck. What if, you know?
Well, that's why I said I wanted my own truck. That way I wouldn't have to have.
You can't afford your own truck right now.
How the hell are you going to buy a new truck?
Is that it, Bubba? Kind of, but this is a Chevy. Mine's a Ford. I don't think that's a Ford.
That's a Ford E350.
Type in 2002 F-350 1-ton Ford.
Is it an E-350?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's that. No windows or
no?
No,
it's just. It's just. This is exactly what it is. This is what it is. This is really exact Blitz. But the bumpers are flat black.
Okay.
And it's got a big you know bumper up front to push. And it does have a couple of wheel and lights on top, but isn't that cool?
Pimp, man, that's cool. Pimp.
Yeah, Tyler, fuck, Tyler? We need to break through this. Hello? Are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're 19 years old.
Yeah, you need a rape. I wanted a rape van when I was 19 so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you
right, free candy on the side of it.
No, yeah. No, they already did at the track. So the racers wrote free candy on it. Just on the dust in the back of the windows. But, I mean, Tyler, nothing screams, I'm a
job.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nothing screams job than not having a way to get to the racetrack.
Yeah, nothing screams job than not being able to go to the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
How much is this thing worth?
Probably 10 grand. The motor, just the motor alone is probably worth 7,500. And Blitz, are you seeing what used trucks and vans are going for right now?
Yeah.
So, Tyler, like, nothing screams rolling up like a goddamn fucking outlaw on an open trailer with an O2 fucking Ford van and waxing their fucking asses like you would.
Check out the one I just sent you. It's an O2 E350 with a 7.3.
All right, hold on. Did you send it to me via Messenger?
Yeah.
Can you send it again?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is exactly what I got. Which
it's exactly what you can make.
Wow.
You gotta put it on the other screen.
That's not no.
Little bit of work.
No, Blitz, don't send me something that gets Tyler's hopes up. That's not what we're gonna be making.
What's it look? Come on, that's not a job at all, Tyler.
What you sent Lummy was more along the lines of what it is. Tyler, what I mean, you race at East Bay, you race at My Track, you race at New Hendry, you potentially race at Alltech, Volusia.
It'll match the trailer. I mean, what the heck?
And you roll up, and you're like, you know what? Right. My dad used to have a lot of money, and I rolled up in a Stacker, but times are tough. We're fucking happy. We're trying our best. And watch me. I mean, Tyler, last year, did you not roll up last year with an open trailer, two extra tires, a jack, and an impact fucking gun, and wax people's asses?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So what does it matter what's pulling our job down? Our trailer's job, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Not just yeah, but oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't you know I'm trying my absolute hardest?
I know
that. The stinky ramps are here, too.
They're so hot.
I just bought you new ramps.
Yeah, they're here.
They smell.
A winch.
Those are here.
D-rings, so that when you load it up, it's going to be far easier to load. I'm going to get Hootie to weld me up a fucking tire rack on top. You sound pretty unappreciative to me, my friend.
Right. Where's the hotline again?
I'm trying as hard as I can, buddy. I think people are going to take a shit on Tyler right now. Don't you think, Blitz?
I think so.
Kinda. Hello?
What's up, big dog?
Who's this?
This is Tyler.
This is the fastest kayaker in Hillsborough County.
Oh, I actually got a rare call from Ty J?
Whoa.
What's up, buddy?
Now, was that Ian? Was that Beckles?
Yes, Ian
Winslow. So, now hold on. So if Ian, who's a former NFL guy, is in far better shape than me, if you're going to wax Ian that bad, motherfucker, I shouldn't even be on the same waterway as you.
No. You hit it right on the head. That was just principle. I wanted to show his ass up and show him that I was in better shape than him. That's all that was.
You wanted to show him who King Kong was, who the fucking beast was.
You saw it.
Oh yeah. I mean, you were waiting a minute or so before he even got there.
But like Blitz said, man, I'm just out there chilling out, man. You know, grab a couple beers and just sit in the sun and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
Yeah, a couple more lights through the line in.
Today, you know, it's very peaceful, man.
Like Ty J said, man, the planes and the bitches, none of that matters. Stay in your lane, cuz, and cruise.
Hey, I hit it right on the head, didn't I?
You mm-hmm. did. You did. That's both of a. Both of us. Both of us used to really, really roll pretty hard and play the game and thought we had to have this and that. And both of us are have been humbled and like simple is better. And you know what? You're right. I'm just as happy as I was when I had to, you know, when I made $3 million a year.
Yes, bro. Let me tell you, I go out and fly my drone and none of these people know me and they don't give a damn about any of that, you know? And it's so nice, you know, not to be hackled and harassed about football stuff, you know, although right. that's, I'm very proud of what I did, you know, and I worked my ass off to get to that point, but I was not happy at that time, you know?
No.
And now just being a regular dude, being at home with my wife and seeing my kid, you know, flourish and her career, man, is so beautiful, man.
And quite frankly, you were headed for a fucking really, really disastrous ending had you kept living the life you were.
Yeah, I was going to die for sure.
No, for real. For sure. Like, you were going to get, fuck, somebody's either going to shoot you or you're going to overdose or some bullshit.
You know, some people look at, you know, month to month. Year to year, you know, 5-year plans. I was day to day, bro.
Oh,
and
I know.
That was real. And it was all mental. That, you know, I wasn't going through no mental problems or anything like that. I was just depressed and stressed, you know.
I was talking to Don Mikowski. I was talking to Don Mikowski privately yesterday, and he's like, he's been through 24 surgeries, you know, post NFL. And he's just like, man, you know, the NFL doesn't protect its former players at all, hardly. At all.
Yeah, he's doing a lot for the retired players.
No, I know
players.
That, but I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to get too NFL specific, Ty J, but I mean, it's just like the league is worth $350 billion. You would seriously, if you take all the team's value, the NFL's been valued at like $400 billion. Why couldn't they take care of the boys that fucking got their brains beat in better?
I don't know, brother. It's going to be a really long fight, and I don't think that my kids, grandkids will ever see that money.
Yeah.
And when they do, they're going to be like, who the hell was that guy?
Man, who the motherfucker was this Ty J, motherfucker? I don't know who he is, but man, I'm going to be able to buy me a new car because this motherfucker, my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-
part of your class action suit, and all the, you know, our beneficiaries will get $32.44.
Right, and, yeah. And the attorneys will get like $266 million.
Yeah, billions, right?
Yeah. So what part of the state are you in today, bud?
Today I'm over in Orlando, man. Breaking up some concrete and just chilling.
Hey, it was so chilling. Good. It was so good. Did you hear about David Hernandez, man?
Yeah, man, that was so sad. I tried to send you an instant message. Because we took that picture at Takes that night,
right?
And so I screenshotted. I was going to send you. I was like, "Man, rest in peace, David Hernandez." Well, I went off on some dudes on Facebook the other day, so I got kicked off Facebook for 29 days.
Oh, no. Facebook jail.
You had a Facebook meltdown, brother?
Oh, man, it was going off.
Hey.
I was about to check something. It was like, yeah, you've been kicked off 29
hey,
days.
Hey, like, chick, stay in your... Hey, I gotta fucking tell you what you're... Stay in your lane, bitch.
Stay in your lane.
Stop having these fucking meltdowns.
Hey, it was just a comment. I use the F word, which is really bad.
Yeah.
But these dudes, they were in jail and they got a phone, which is really bad. You know, I was a correction officer.
Right.
So these guys get these phones there. It happens between the officers. That's how they get these phones.
Of course,
there,
you know?
Well, these dudes are on Facebook and they're going live. And the first this dude walk up and he pulls his pants down, you know, that's like you can see his underwear. And I'm like, you bunch of F words, go read a book, right? And then some other people commented. I came back and I commented. And they commented and.
Now you're Facebook locked up, brother.
29
hey,
days.
Hey, you're a fucking Facebook thug, ain't you?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Hey.
Keyboard muscles, what I call them.
Yeah.
Hey, when after my racing bullshit in February calms down, honest to God, Ty J, I would love for all of us to go out. Butch has got two, you got three. All of us out and do like a little show kayaking deal.
Listen, and that's right in my backyard.
Yeah,
it's right
awesome.
In my backyard. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Am I going
to, so
have
far to go.
Because I drag so deep, am I going to be able to get it close to the shore or are you going to come get tow me in?
Ian weighs more than you. Like I said, you know, 300 pounds of a person, and then with your luggage, you know, your tackle, your cooler, whatever you're carrying on.
Well, I'm making, hold on. I'm going to make Lummy carry all my fucking tackle. I'm going to be at no tackle at all.
My cooler's going to be full, too.
My kayak can hold 500 pounds. Yep.
And what are you rolling now? About 245?
About 250.
Really? How strong? How strong are you?
I'm not as strong. I try to keep my cardio up, so I run a lot of 5Ks, 10Ks, stuff like that.
Could you really punch a guy in the face if you wanted to, though, and hurt him?
No, man. I'm so soft now, man. I don't want to get no fight.
So let's say that today's Ty J, today's soft ass Ty J, okay, and you happen to be at Shepherd's, and some Ty J from 1986 gets up in your face. No, Ty J from 1993 is at Shepherd's, okay? And Ty J, modern day, what happens between today's soft Ty J and hardcore Ty J? What happens between those?
I'm not going nowhere near that dude. He was out of control. I'm not going nowhere near him.
And you were just mean looking. You just look at a guy mean as hell.
Well, no, I wasn't mean, man.
You were mean. Ty J, I am so glad I'm your friend because you are a mean motherfucker. You are.
No, I'm nice. I'm a nice guy. You know, it was part of the job. You know what I mean? You can't go out there being soft or playing half-assed. And if you do play half-assed, you're going to get hurt. You know?
I mean, Ty J is obviously cool as hell, but even at Tate's, you're like, man, I got to be careful where I go, where I hang around, because never know, I might just flip out one day.
Yeah, Ty J even said to us, man, I got to check my shit because sometimes I'll lose my shit and it won't be good.
That's why I got my wife to keep me under control, man. Yep. I stay home.
You know what? And you know what? I got to tell you, I don't know. I don't know if your lovely wife Jeannie ever hears me say good things about her, but you know that I love her and I was always close to her trying to help her with you or, you know, when you would be fucking up, she'd call me sometimes. And I just want you to know, you talk about one. I mean, they say behind every good man is a good woman. She stood by you when you were doing some real stupid shit. I'm just telling you.
Oh, like you were Mr. Perfect. You
no,
were right
motherfucker,
there.
I didn't have a wife, bitch. Don't try to reverse the fucking heat. You didn't have my wife calling you, bitch. I'll tell you that right now. Well, let's not get into all that now, brother.
Yeah. I thought I was your friend. Why you invite me over?
Oh. Because you dumped in with all the hot white bitches anyway in town.
I got one for you. So you remember... What was the 6 foot Mingo? What was her name? We're not supposed to talk about that. I'll hit you on private on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
He's ending the show right now.
Yeah, I
understand. I'll shut up.
No, hit me up on a private deal. I want to know what happened.
Make sure it's text because he won't get your Facebook message.
It's a good one, buddy. It's a good one.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this one. Let me know about this one. I'm riveted to my instant messenger right now. I know it still works. That's how you sent me the deal.
I can't send you anything through Messenger. I got kicked out 29 days.
Well, then text me.
My number.
Yeah.
I don't have your number. Text me.
Do I have your number?
I hope so.
I got it.
Hold on here. Let me see here. I'm trying to find Ty J. I always spell it wrong. You don't got the 941 still, do you?
No, that's gone.
All right, well.
I got it. I'll give it to you, Bubba.
Yeah, send it to me. And I'll hit you up privately. I can only imagine.
Uh-oh.
Is it bad or is it funny?
No, it's good. It's good.
Okay,
but I tried to make it bad, but what is it called? Happy Hour Willie. Shut that down.
I'm completely lost, man. Ty J's out. Bubba speaking me.
Right.
Happy Hour Jones.
Happy Hour Jones? Ringing a bell?
You know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I'll talk to you later, kid.
We'll talk later. Yes, sir.
Don't fall off that cell tower, buddy.
Hey, you guys. Seriously, though, let's set that up for that kayak.
I am too.
Oh, no, we are too, and I can't wait to text you so I can find out the fucking dirt on this deal.
Stay 100.
All right, buddy. Y'all take it easy.
Bye
now.
Thanks,
Ty J.
Thanks.
Right. He's the best.
Love him. Did the 6-foot Mingo try to hook up on that, you think?
Oh, something's going on.
I never knew, but holy shit. So, Blitz, I was going to think about going through my boyfriend's list today.
Okay.
Now, there's two parts to this. There's a boyfriend list, and then there's a pecking order of boyfriends.
Importance, right?
Yeah.
You can order them up.
Now,
it's going to be weird, too, because you have...
I have so many boyfriends.
Well, yeah, but they're important for different reasons too.
Yeah, but they're like my boyfriends.
No, I know.
Oh yeah, back to Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the van, man. Jeez. Yeah.
Tyler,
right back to Tyler.
That's kind of a and I'm trying my hardest and offering you like a $10,000 van and even though it's not, like what Seth Geary is pulling up in.
It's got potential, though.
It's, you know.
Like my bread.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell Ty J?
T-Y-J-I.
I actually. I just texted it to you, and I texted his name with it. Oh, and I spelled it wrong.
I know you did.
It auto-corrected that, by the way.
I know. That's what I'm saying. All right. So I got that. So, Todd, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people get a lot of heat with you because it's like, man, fucking Bubba's. What is it?
T-Y-J-I.
Yes. And I made sure to spell it right, and it still autocorrected it.
All right. So, Tyler, what does it matter what you show up in? I mean,
get clowned.
As long as you show up in Victory Lane, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you can start clowning
them.
You
should say, be like, hey, man. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what I game to the track in. I'm in Victory Lane, bitch. $2,000 check. Suck it.
Miss Van will be here all night.
But then if you don't win.
It's going to be rocking.
If it don't win, hey, see, Todd Clem showed up in an 02 E350, man. Yep. Times are tough.
Just get out of there quick.
For real, you don't want that.
Well, I mean, I'm more afraid it's going to break down because this hasn't been running in 5 years.
Well, buddy, it ran perfect all weekend, and I'm not going to give it to you if it hasn't been checked out. Like, I'm not going to give it to you if I don't take it down to Tommy's and have him go through, hook it onto the machine and go through it.
He's going to machine it.
And Blitz, I'm thinking about getting a hold of Wayne Hammond and see if I can just take it down to Brandon Ford. Brandon Ford,
Brandon Ford. Wayne. Oh, the number one Ford dealership in the world. Brandon Ford, the number one Brandon Ford dealership in the world.
What can you bring him?
You can bring them goats and boats and hoats and everything from Wayne Hammond to Gary Hammond, every Hammond, number one Ford dealership in the world.
That's
Ford.
What I was looking for, buddy.
Goats, goats, boats, and hoats.
Love hoats.
So, Tyler, let's say.
I have a pile of hoats at my house. I was wondering what to do with them.
Let's say that I take it over to Brandon Ford. They go all through it like this thing's fine.
Make sure the brakes work.
Make sure the brakes work. Put new tires on it. It needs new tires because they're dry rotted. And by the way, the air works. And get it all checked out. And would you just want to go incognito, or would you want to put, Tyler Klim Racing on the side of it?
No.
Spray paint it.
Full black wheelie.
Just like the A-Team machine. Like you don't even know what the A-Team van looked like. And all just a all black van with a red stripe down of it. You don't even want the red stripe, do you?
Just leave it how it is.
Oh, you don't want to put your name on the side?
I'll get clowned.
Man, I've fucking really spoiled you, buddy.
Yeah, you have.
I've done a bad job of parenting.
Is it a cool flex to have kind of like a shitty car with like awesome wheels and rims?
No.
Oh.
It starts with a shitty car.
Okay.
It's an awesome flex, but, though, when you win with
but
it.
But I'll tell you what kind of is flexy. Racing was built on outlaws, and that would be like guys just showing up in pickup trucks with fucking open trailers and waxing people's ass. Like, mm-hmm. that's just a real fucking outlaw.
Demolition Derby style?
No, no. Oh. But that's like a real outlaw. Mm. And Tyler, you know that that's a certain flex. If you roll up in a fucking open van, not real fancy, and you go in there and you got, by the way, your chassis is 7 years old. It's a 2015, 2014 Shaw.
Yeah.
So they all know that with a crate motor. So who cares what the fucking guy that's passing you on I-4 thinks about your rig? One thing that really matters is how you do on the track, right? And we don't have the best shit. We don't have the best shit. We have used stuff at best. Very few backup parts. But we're doing the best we can, and you win and are good. That's a fucking flex. Whatever, I'm done with you. See you later. I'm mad. And guess what? Ask me that question.
Are you mad at me?
Yeah, a lot. See you later.
Can we turn, if Tyler doesn't want it,
Blitz, if Tyler doesn't want a motherfucker, I'm plating it in my name like a motherfucker.
Can we turn it into like a boat trailer RV?
For who?
I don't know, for us.
No, I would make it to Bubba. You know what I wanted to
I'm
do
with
do, it?
Do you know what I really... Figure eights in the middle of a track.
No, I don't want... Stop sending me this shit, guys.
Women of Demolition Derby.
No.
Please.
But here's what I was really thinking about doing.
Okay.
Because we're in the content business. And just like if we went over to Ty J's and, you know, did the kayaking, I would expect all of us to be, you know, Blitz, I'd hope. But what are you laughing about, motherfucker, Blitz?
What?
Oh, it must be a minute ago.
Yeah, the minute, yeah.
I was like, what?
That's too late.
I listen to me. Like, but if we went to Ty J's, Tyler, you, Blitz, you would have us all fucking waterproof GoPro'd up, would you not?
Yes.
And we would fucking do something with it.
Yes.
All right. I was thinking about in that van.
I'll get mad in a minute.
In the E350 van, it's all black, putting Bubba Army Road Ranger on the side of it.
Okay.
And having like 10 gallons of gas, a fix a flat, a jack, you know, shit like that.
Okay.
And getting a couple hot chicks, like in Daisy Dukes with Bubba Army tank tops.
Right, right here.
And, you know, maybe you, the merch crick, maybe Reagan. And we go out, listen, Blitz, during rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I have you GoPro the back of the van up. And we go and take care
handy
of
van.
Listen, not a fucking handy van. And we drive up and down 275 in the Veterans, and when somebody ran out of gas or is stranded, I pull up. Now it has fucking a full blown wheel and light package on.
Okay. It all works.
I'll get it to work.
Okay.
A couple fuses blown. I mean, we're gonna have to all go through it. So then the girls pile out.
Yep, we can play the new game. Do you want gas or oral?
You're an idiot.
Gas or oral.
And then if they say gas, we'll put it on the YouTube. If they say oral, we'll put it on OnlyFans.
Man, as much as a cocksucker as you are, you might, you're dead on that one. I mean, I'm talking about moving the needle. Fuck. Right. Gas or oral. Whoa. And the guy's like, man, you know what? Fuck, I can just... I call my brother to bring me some gas, but right. Fuck, if I get my dick sucked.
I can get gas anywhere.
I mean, after you guys leave, the real Road Ranger will be here in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Already called the Roadhead Ranger. Yeah.
Roadhead Ranger. But so let's say we're not giving oral blitz.
Right.
The girls pile out. They got their cute little outfits mm-hmm. on, and they're putting gas in the car and, you know, maybe and maybe jacking it up. Changing the tire. Of course, we would supervise and do most of the work, and they would just sit there and with Bubba Army logo, and it would absolutely fucking cause a goddamn log jam, would it not?
Hell yeah.
Not because it's a... First of all wrecks, even involving the ugliest of people, can like cause a fucking bottleneck,
yeah.
Right? Now, accelerate the bottleneck and people rubbernecking by 100 if you had three hot chicks out there wrenching on the car.
Some A-team van.
And it has Bubba Army logos all over it.
Yep.
Anna, I like it. Don't you?
I love it.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, screw you, Tyler.
Will you be one of my hot booty,
hell yeah,
hot mechanic bitches?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll make, and I'll have my big juicy dumper hanging out.
Yeah.
And Anna, you can be one that doesn't work on the car. You can just be there with a sign that says Bubba Army. And,
okay.
And be holding it.
And I'll go,
with your little tight jeans on.
Like, yeah, a big juicy dumper hanging out.
Hand out bread.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? I think I'll do my boyfriend list some other day. Had enough.
You have to, like, redo it at home?
Yeah, I might have to redo it. So I appreciate everybody. And RIP, David Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think if Tyler doesn't want to use my fucking E350, I actually think we would get more content out of, you know, doing the road.
Now, are you going to let him continue to use your truck?
I don't know. I think the answer should have been, Dad, you know what? I'll be thankful on anything that you give me to drive to the track. Right. I'm just glad that you've put a couple $1,000s in my racing account and I'm able to race, buddy. Because there's not a lot of motherfuckers that, you know, really, you know, put their money where their mouth is. And for, I don't know, 14 or 15 years, Dad, you've always tried to make sure that I have been able to race in some good stuff.
Should we reset real quick and let's see what it says this time?
Yeah, T. Hey, T, what about if I fix up that E350, take it to Brandon Ford, make sure, you know, it's reliable, and you and Ace, you know, start taking that to the track?
Hell yeah, I'll take it.
All right, there we go.
Dr. Dan's Moving Onion Maker, 1,000 stars.
Lock it in.
What a dick. I'll see you guys tomorrow.